going to try to work the ball on the boundary. Tandem steps into it. Pass is caught. Diggs! Sideline! Touchdown! Unbelievable! Vikings win it!
Hey, boys, did you guys watch that game like I did? Did you guys just see what the fuck just happened out there? I mean, that's unbelievable. I mean, you're thinking you're going to... I mean, I hate to cut to the chase here, but that was so hot and fresh here. I'm hosting a hot date here in the house. I follow up from a great Saturday night, right? And then I'm having to come over, and then she's chit-chatting away. And I had to say, hold on for a second. I'm watching this nonsense here. This is not real. This is not happening right now in front of my very eyes. I can't believe that on the last play of the game, Case Keenum throws a heave-ho. It's not even a Hail Mary. He throws it to the sidelines. And then the guy, number 40 or 43, the safety for the Saints, has the game won. All he has to do is wrap him down. Have him come down. It's game over. He goes for the toes. He goes ahead and goes for the toes. He doesn't go for the knees. He doesn't go for the waist. He says, okay, I'm just going to go for the toes, and then knock the other cornerback that was there that could have made a possible play to help him out and bail him out. Oh, my God. I just can't believe I saw that. That is an unbelievable play, and that's why we watch sports, guys, right? I mean, that's the thing about sports in general. It's that the beauty of it that people don't understand and don't follow sports is that it's unscripted. I mean, who would have fucking thought that the likelihood of that happening? I thought the Saints had it. I mean, the way they came out in that second half and they were down 17-0, I'm like, okay, well, this game's over. But Drew Brees just put it together. And they sure enough came back, and I'm saying to myself, wow, okay, this is what I exactly thought would happen. It was a tale of two halves, and sure enough, the game over. And fucking A, man. Holy mother of God. I mean, Stephon Diggs, I mean, those people, I just saw that one sign out there for that lady. You know, she had like the bucket list, checklist type of thing. I was like, you know, I'm 100 years old, just please win for me. And I'm trying to make it to 100. I'm trying to see the Vikings win today and go to the Super Bowl, win it all. I'm like, oh, my God. This lady had her miracles fucking answered. I mean, it's unbelievable. I just can't sit here and say enough bad things about that guy. You know, it's one of those plays, and it's one of those games where it really came down to that guy. I mean, I don't care what anybody in that conference. I'm not going to listen to one press conference on this fucking game. I saw it with my own eyes. That one guy cost him the game. And if he doesn't fucking realize it, you know, these kids, man, they just got to tackle. I mean, whatever happened to the Brian Dawkins, you know, the John Lynches, you know, the Ronnie Lotts? What happened to those guys? They fucking hit. And I get it. You can't go ahead and give them concussions anymore. You get flagged. I mean, you know, right? I mean, it's just like you can't do that anymore. I get it. But what would it hurt you to just stand straight up? And as soon as he came down with the ball, you would have hit him. You just wrap, just hit him with your shoulder pad on the waist, out of bounds, fucking game over. I don't get that at all. I really don't. I don't get that. And that's one of those things that player is going to kick himself. I mean, you saw Drew Brees. He was just like, what the fuck happened here? And then the sad thing about it was that those guys had to come back out. After all that celebration, after literally... You know, I say literally, but it's figuratively getting kicked in the nuts, right? And it's like, hey, you got to come back out and finish the play because you got to kick the extra point. Minnesota was nice enough just to take the knee, you know, like D-Rock took the knee when he didn't want to start banning Hopkins. But, yeah, throwing salt on the wound there. They had to come back out and even had the kicker out there. It's like, you know, what the fuck? Whose fault is that? They should have had 40 out there. You know, he was out there probably crying in the locker room. Like I said, I don't need to read any of his comments. I mean, geez, you just wasted Drew Brees' game. I mean, he was going to go to Philly and win that one. I really thought that. I really thought the Saints were back for another one. I mean, if they would have gotten over Minnesota, they would have gone into the Eagles' land because the Eagles can't score fucking offense. If we saw that, I mean, 15 points. I mean, you're not going to do much of that at home. I mean, that's fucking horrible. Weather was good. And there were Julio Jones grab away from losing it. And that's another one I don't understand. It's like, yeah, just can't blame the defense on that one, guys. I mean, I don't want to see no defensive coordinators fired there. And Julio Jones, I obviously, granted, the feet didn't come down, but the fact that he didn't catch the ball. there was some stats saying that he, I think he only had like four red zone targets or maybe one touchdown all season. I don't get that at all. But that goes to speak to the offensive coordinator or how to get them involved, especially in the red zone. Yeah, Julio had a good year, but I don't know, man. It's just you got to – I go by this whole – I read this Magic Johnson book, man. It talked about KYP. KYP, know your personnel. And I think we all know that Matt Ryan is not a rollout quarterback. He's not a mobile quarterback. He's a pocket. So – and Julio Jones does everything and anything. So, hey, man, I don't understand what's the difficulty in getting him the ball. I really don't. I mean, Tom Brady always finds his guys out there in the end zone. So, very weird what's going on. I'm looking forward to seeing how Sarkisian goes because there were some rumors that he may be going back to Seattle with, you know, Pete Carroll clean house out there. He wasn't happy with the results with the offensive coordinator and the defense. I want to say he fired both of those guys out there in Seattle. They were 9-7 but didn't make the playoffs. So, I don't know. It seemed like Sarkisian is trying to go back to his home state. We'll see. But that was another crazy game there. A lot of ugliness going on. And I just don't see the Eagles. I'll be shocked. And if they do make it, if the Eagles make it, whoever makes it, in my opinion, either Minnesota, excuse me, or the Vikings, there's going to be a sacrificial lamb to the Pats. You know, and before I go into the Pats, I mean, the Pittsburgh Steelers, what happened to them? You know, you giving up 45 points at home. I mean, really, guys, against Blake Bortles? Really? It doesn't make sense to me at all. It really doesn't. I was watching that game. And, you know, it was so annoying watching Coach Tomlin with spit, like icing up in his beard. Like, you know, the guy is just a spin machine, right? Like, he's just dipping and shit. And then you see this fucking thick layer of spit there just icing up as the game goes on. It's fucking annoying. And then the camera guy is just zooming in on it. Like, I really want to see that. Look, I know he's the fucking coach. Keep it at distance, okay? But it was very weird, man, just to see Jacksonville score that many fucking points because their bread and butter is defense. I would have thought the game would have been under 21 points like it was over in Philly. But, no, it was a pinball action out there going on. It reminded me of NFL Blitz. You know, I always go back to that game, but that's why these games remind me of, man. When I see the scoring back and forth and Big Ben just woke the fuck up and he just did his thing. I know if MVP had this guy going and it was last week of fantasy football, he would have ran away with it. Holy mother of Christ. I mean, it was just like unbelievable seeing the shit that I was seeing. Fournette, I mean, he's the real deal. I mean, obviously, he's going to be a first rounder next year. No doubt about it. I'm thinking Ezekiel. I'm thinking Bell. I'm thinking David Johnson. Fournette, Gurley. I mean, those are top five there already. And you got 12 spots. I mean, were you thinking about Ingram, Camaro? Either one of those guys maybe go first round? Holy mother of God. I mean, it's fucking crazy. You have, anyway, but it was just crazy to see the scoring going back and forth, and it was too little too late. So I don't want to see Todd Haley, that got in a brawl New Year's Eve, get fired on this one. I mean, when you guy scores, again, 42 points, I don't want to see anybody on offense get fired, all right? I mean, let's get that straight, guys. Let's get that straight over in Pittsburgh. Don't blame the offense on this one. That's defense. I mean, you're giving up 45 points. Yeah, you give up a couple turnovers, but you got to have that defense step up, especially at home. I mean, what do you have home field advantage for? Why do you have the terrible towels waving? Why do you have that loud shit going if you're not going to have a product out there that's going to produce? And on defense, you guys didn't do it, and you don't deserve it. I mean, when you let a team come in and score as many points as they did, you don't deserve it. Sorry, Jay Will, your team doesn't deserve it. You know, you guys can't shut a team down, don't deserve to play for that big one. So, again, it's nice to see Jacksonville be the sacrificial lamb to the upcoming Patriots. They're going to win it all, guys. That's as simple as it gets. MVP, Tom Brady's the best, and that's that. And if he doesn't get the MVP, I don't know who fucking deserves it. The guy's a 40-year-old machine. I mean, he had a great stat. That team goes as he goes, and here they are on the AFC. It's not Todd Gurley. It's not Carson Wentz, whoever else you want to think about being MVP, I don't give a flying fuck. It's Tom Brady all day, every day. And you know, he's on his way to get the sixth. The key with Tom Brady is you gotta make him, you know, fall down. That motherfucker, as soon as he smells a contact, he lays down. He's like a glass. He reminds me of Samuel L. Jackson, Mr. Glass, in that movie Invincible. That's Tom Brady. That's the key to getting him. You got to get him, and he folds, man. But if you don't get to him, forget about it. He gets rid of that ball so quickly. He's amazing. He's the greatest I've ever seen. Greatest. And I think he's going to rival Jordan. If he gets six, I put him ahead of Jordan as far as an athlete, because you can't do the things that he's done six times, be in the Super Bowl two additional times. He's been in the Super Bowl eight times at this rate. You know, he's the greatest. And I remember one time just hearing some fans boo him when they were kind of – they lost to Peyton Manning one year and they wanted to get rid of him. I'm like, are you seriously stupid? Like, do you see what you – you can't see how great this guy is? I mean, you know, Peyton Manning's the guy, but, man, you can't put that on Brady. But here he is at 40 years old still managing to do incredible things. He's the most valuable player. I got to see Goodell giving him the trophy, please. This guy deserves it. He's an ass. Yeah, he's kind of like standoffish a little bit. But yeah, you know, I don't blame him at all if they're trying to piss on him every time he's on top. He's not good enough. I love that fire in Tom Brady. I love seeing guys like that. Now, I would not like to meet the guy because I think he's an asshole. Maybe he's a nice guy. I don't know, MVP. You tell me. But the Patriots, right now, they're lined up. That, you know, the rumors are that defensive coordinator is going over, Patricia is going to go over to Detroit. And I think Josh McDaniels got interviews with the Giants. And it was another team that he had in line. But it doesn't matter. As long as Belichick is there, I see him there for another 5 years. Brady for two or three more years at least. As long as he stays up straight, man, he's super accurate, man. Like I always say, Kurt Warner has been the best quarterback that I've seen under pressure. Like, that's the only quarterback I feel I've seen where he's fucking getting nailed, blitzed in the pocket, and he throws fucking darts left and right. Kurt Warner. I mean, no wonder he got concussions, right? I mean, no wonder he got knocked out of the game, because that guy will get blitzed, and I say, well, there goes a big play. Sure enough, and if you look at his stats in the Super Bowl and in the playoffs, I mean, his stats are unbelievable as far as his accuracy and everything. He just had that one weird year in New York when he was playing that role for Peyton Manning, for Eli Manning, I should say. He was like that mentor, right? They just brought him in for that year and trying to groom Eli. But, yeah, going back to Brady, I think that this is going to be an easy take. I mean, I don't care if Jacksonville got a defense, Ron. Sorry, Ron. I mean, I just don't think they're going to do anything at New England. I really don't. I mean, New England is just too prepared. They're too savvy. They just have too many options. If they're going to shut down Gronk, they'll go to the other receivers. They'll go to the running game. They adapt, man. They're fucking animals. And Blake Bortles, I'm sorry, he's just not going to win it. And the way Belichick is built, he's from the mindset of, I'm going to take away your best thing, which is Leonard Fournette. So he's going to take that away, and then now it's going to be on Blake Bortles. Is Blake Bortles going to throw three or four touchdowns? I don't fucking think so. I mean, the guy's good for a scramble or two. But he's not good, man. I'm sorry to say this, boys. I mean, Blake Bortles is just like riding this magical ride with the defense, and kudos to Jacksonville. I mean, like I said, man, they've just been the tanking and getting all these draft picks. They had a good free agency. They signed a couple guys, and oh, my God, they're here one game away from the Super Bowl, but it's not happening. It's not going to be Jacksonville, Minnesota, guys. Sorry. I think it's going to be the Eagles, and I think it's going to be the Patriots, and I think the Patriots are going to run away with it. Even if the Vikings make it, at the end of the day, I don't foresee anybody beating Tom Brady unless he gets hurt. Just no fucking way. I mean, the Patriots, for all you guys out there, embrace it. And it's a beautiful thing to see greatness at this stage in his career, to be 40, 41, and to be doing the things that he's doing, the dominance, knowing that this team, with all the pieces that have changed, and you guys be like, wow, man, you must be like sucking some hard dick over in New England. No, I'm just calling it as it is. It's a very obvious thing to see that this is a main cog, and it's been Tom Brady. You know, different players have come and gone. We can go from Drew Bledsoe to just all the other guys they've had on there, Randy Moss on offense and defense, Lauren Malloy. I mean, you know, so on and so forth. And the you know, Tom Brady being there doing what he does, man, it's just amazing to me. I marvel at that. I was watching that game yesterday. Talking about Mariota being hurt. It didn't matter if he was, even if it would have been healthy. It didn't matter. They were at Foxborough, right? They just were not going to lose. We both know that. Everyone knows that, boys. We know that, right? You can't deny Brady that. And he's going to go ahead. I'm not even going to watch that game probably. I'll probably be like just maybe having it in the background. But I'm not. I know he's going. We'll see you at the Super Bowl. And congratulations to the Vikings on that bullshit play once again. I don't know what to say to that, man. Holy fucking shit.
You see Marcus Williams here. He has a shot. I'm not sure really what he's thinking, Joe. He comes in, he's got him dialed in, and he just, all he's got to do is make a play. And even if he catches it, you tackle him in bounds, the game is over. And I know Diggs, he's catching this. He's expecting somebody to hit him. And he turns around. Heck, nobody's there. And he's off to the races, and it's pandemonium. 61 brilliant.